he walked with God and shoom, disappeared. Right? I could see some of you wives holding your husband and say, hey, don't pray too much. But one of my desires is to be translated like Enoch. And my wife says, when you go, please let me know. Can I go along? She says. And so there is this kind of phenomena, because when we begin to reach that stage of perfection in the latter rain, he says, there will be lightnings of God. We see a bit of it here and there. But people will move so much into the realm of the Spirit. Translation and all this will be very common in the realm of the Spirit. Defying things of natural laws. Because you'll be so close to that realm of the Spirit. And when that sort of astonishment, we call it, struck him, it was not just emotional, it was spiritual. In chapter 10, they had a revival. Chapter 10, verse 1. And Ezra was praying while he was confessing, weeping, not as he was astonished, and he was interceding. A very large congregation of men, women, children assembled to him from Israel, for the people wept bitterly. Now you begin to see the pattern of Joel, which tells us a pattern of revival. You have fasting, a call to fast, but now in chapter 10, weeping is mentioned. Weeping is mentioned. Mourning before God, coming with a contrite and broken spirit in him, as we come closer and closer to him. And there's a tremendous outpouring, and the people cleanse themselves, and as we have mentioned again, there was heavy rain. There's a sign of latter rain. In chapter 10, verse 9, so all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the open square, the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of this rain. So there was a trembling that came on the people. Part of it was naturally caused, a heavy rain, but the other part is said because of this matter. There was a fear of God that came in. Now in the book of Acts you see only a glimpse, but in the last days we'll see a lot of it happening, like God's awesome presence. You just turn over to Acts chapter 5 for a sample of what can happen. In Acts 5, it says in verse 12, and through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. Look at verse 11. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. Now it was not the wrong kind of fear, but it's an awesomeness of God. The awesomeness of God that needs to come in. There's a fear of God that needs to come into people's lives. And the closer we come into that perfection that Jesus has, as I say, the two main keys that we see in the 7 to 10 is the Word and prayer. And prayer includes fasting and also weeping before God as God's Spirit leads and burdens us. And those two are what the apostles said. You remember in Acts 6, the apostle says, they will give themselves to two things, the Word and prayer, which I personally believe should be the key top ministry of every fivefold minister. Instead of burdening themselves with the things of this life, instead of burdening themselves with a lot of natural responsibilities and running around, they should be giving a lot of themselves to the Word and prayer. Why, if they could do that in their own churches and in their own fellowship, in their own ministries, the people will begin to be able to draw on a greater level of God in their lives. And then the people will be blessed because of the presence of God. And that's the top number one responsibility that God gives to all leaders to fulfill, the Word and prayer. and fasting before God. And that fulfills Zechariah chapter 12, which God promised, in the day of the latter rain, you're not going to have it automatically. Look at chapter 12 of Zechariah. Chapter 10, verse 1. Keep saying chapter 12. 10, verse 1. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. Again, the same former rain principle. You must discern the time. Once you discern the time, you must give yourself to that. And when you give yourself to that ram, in chapter 10, verse 1, it says, the Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain. Grass in the field for everyone speaks of the word. Flashing clouds, lightning, thunderings. Zechariah 10, verse 1. This is a promise that God has in Ezra 7 to 10. But before the rain came, the separation came. And one of the things that people in our society is finding is separation. There are so many things to do. So many things to get involved. So many attractions. And we lose sight of the fact that all God wants is our heart and our time to be alone with Him. So, in the former rain, we see all the restoration that we have used to prophesy and talk about. But latter rain, the word and prayer, to be with Him, alone with Him, spend time with Him, undistracted, and to ask for that latter rain. It's not going to be immediate. God may test our sincerity, but we need to ask for the latter rain. And if you're in the bride of Jesus, and you realize that the times that we are living in, and let me mention it, we are only still in the ending part of the former rain. There has not been a complete restoration. We are the temples of God. In Ephesians chapter 3, it says we are the temples. We are God's, in the epistle of Peter, we are the living stones of God, built for His habitation. That is the church age. Restoration and the former rain is taking place now. But there will come a time, which is not too far off, when we will cross the line of the former rain into the latter rain. Although we realize the two will fall simultaneously, but yet there will be almost like a clear division that you will know that it's time to ask for the latter rain. Then be ye ready to be among those that ask. And God will usher in the coming of our beloved Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we just come before You. We acknowledge our dependence upon You. Father, search our hearts. Try our hearts. And see if there be any wicked way in us. That we may humble ourselves before You. Separate ourselves from the things that easily beset us. From the race that You cause us to run. And Father, let clarity and understanding come forth in each heart and life of the times and the seasons which we live in. Seal Your word into our hearts, Father God. And let Your awesome presence and fear come upon our hearts and mind. Thank You, Father God. In Jesus' name. Let's all rise together. And we sing that song, let the Son of God enfold us with His Spirit and with His love. And as we sing that song, if you have a need, right now begin to reach out to God wherever you are.